call me baby? I thought she was such a lady, but my things have changed since time's moved on. I'd give her my last dollar, but now all she'll do is holler. Oh, my life has become a country song. If a tree fell in the forest, she didn't hear it, would I still be wrong? I guess I should admit it, she ain't never gonna quit it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
Man, I remember when her eyes used to be so blue and shiny. God, you ought to see what's happened to her hiney.
Her what?
Man, that thing is big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane?
Welcome back. You listen to Eye on the Outdoors on a beautiful Saturday morning. Your handsome yet humble host, Ray I, Peanut, Maddie G, the Vogler Vogler, and Mitch Norris, who just gave a great report on catfishing. Welcome back, Mitch.
Thank you.
How you like the music this morning, buddy? Just for you.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
You liked your intro, didn't you? Catfish Boogie Baby?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to be playing that in your boat.
Yep. Well, I don't have a stereo, so.
But you got mayflies.
Oh, yeah. I got mayflies. And swallowed a couple.
You got flying carp.
Oh, yeah.
And you got Mark Adams.
And catfish.
What a life.
Yep. And Mark again in another 4 weeks, I think.
Oh, he's going to come back and do that again, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You got a couple quick announcements, Vogler Vogler, where we get our next guest on.
Yes, one of the neat things coming up in the July issue of Midwest Outdoors, the Legends Corner, meeting hunting and fishing heroes this summer at the annual ceremony in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And this is something you've been a member of the Hall of Fame, the Outdoor Hall of Fame, for about, what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
4 years? It's a great event, and you can go and have dinner with and meet
all the legends. They're
all
be there.
Of the legends. And this is a great group of people. And the other cool thing that's coming up.
Oh, noisy.
Mossberg.
Yeah.
Now has the kit. It introduces the Flex conversion kits.
Oh, for your standard shotguns.
You can take your Mossberg 500 or your Maverick 88 pump shotguns and put the kits, change the stock, everything, and make it just like the brand new.
So you can order a kit and change your current gun into a Flex system. That's cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk more, but we need to get Linda on to talk about that.
Oh, yes.
We need to get Mossberg on to talk about that. Let's do a little intro here, a little special intro for our next guest. Here we go, boys and girls.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I'm too
sexy boys and girls. Ramblin' Bob, too sexy for his shirt. Bobby boy.
Good morning, Raymond. Eddie G. Vogler Vogler. Good talking to you this morning.
How is Robert? Doing okay?
I'm doing great. When that music came on, I started doing a little desk in the office, and I got a cat looking at me like, what's up?
Yeah, what's wrong with Daddy? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So everybody's expecting a little Ozark poetry since I posted that, but I think we'll just go right into Canadian fishing. You had a Canadian fishing trip recently. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, poetry will emanate as I go along here, but I've been taking this trip almost 25 years now up to Canada, as you know, and I've done different resorts, all kinds of things, and this one that we've settled on is just a fabulous, fabulous trip. If you're a smallmouth fisherman,
Bobby, you're breaking up on us. We can't hear you, buddy.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there, you got you now, but you just keep going away.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
There you go. That's better.
All right. And we had about a 10 or 11 day fishing expedition up there in the middle of May. And this year, out of all the years that we've gone, it was probably the slowest trip that we've had in a long time. Now, let me put that into perspective for you. There are three of us in a boat, and over 8 or 9 days, normally we'll catch 2,000 fish.
Wow.
In a week, or 8 days,
yeah.
7, 8 days. And this year we probably caught 1,000.
Okay.
So it's fabulous. We crossed the Pigeon River. We go through Minnesota. We cross at Pigeon River, and we kind of some of the lakes we fish.
We lost you, Bob. That's not a good connection, was it, boys and girls?
No.
No.
Is he gone for good?
He sounds like he's gone.
We lost Mr. Bobby. That happened to me. He was in studio with me when you were in Wyoming, the first time I did the show by myself. And we lost him. It must be coming back, karma.
Well,
not karma.
I don't know if we're going to get him back or not, but he was just like fading.
He was in and out, and it was just what
he's hiding in the basement because he's got a cat looking at him, so I know where he's at. He's in the dungeon. And we're probably just going to go to commercial break and bring him on another show. Because Matt's trying to get a hold of him now, and it's not working very well. Right, Vogler Vogler?
Yes, that happens. It's live radio.
A thousand fish still don't sound that bad.
Yeah, 1,000 fish sounds good. We don't have much time. There he comes back. We're going to try him again. Bobby boy. Bobby boy.
Yeah, did you lose me?
Yeah, we lost you big time. You was fading, and
okay,
then you just
sorry
went away.
About that. Well, anyways, it's crossing the border. Crossing the border is an adventure every time. And you want to check before you go and find out if they've got any restrictions. 1 year, we couldn't bring potatoes across. 1 year, they had that mad cow sort of deal, and you couldn't take meat across. Well, last year, we couldn't take citrus across. 1 year, you couldn't take eggs across. You know, it's one of those deals where you just got to check out before you go and see what they got. What's going on at the border? It's like there's always this little war between the Canada and the U.S. back and forth, you know.
Yeah, you better check that out before you go, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is, and I don't want to harp on this, I know lots of people hear about it, but you really got to be careful when you're fishing in the northern waters, particularly when the water temperature is under 50 degrees because of hypothermia.
Okay.
You know, over the last couple of years, we've lost a couple of friends that their boats have floated out in the water. They've gone out to retrieve their boat, and they didn't make it.
Wow.
And so safety is a big deal whenever you're fishing in Canada waters. But the fishing is fabulous. People will say, what kind of bait should I use? Whatever your confidence bait is, they'll ride on anything, but whatever your confidence bait. If you're a rattle trap guy, if you're a soft plastics guy, we use a lot of Strike King baits because Strike King's one of my sponsors.
Right.
We use a lot of Strike King baits, and it's just a fabulous deal. You don't want to, if you're a beer drinker, you don't want to take any alcohol in the boat in Canada, even if you're not drinking it. If they catch you with beers in your boat, you're in trouble. You know, you want to watch out for that kind
fishing
of thing.
And drinking is against the law.
Yeah, it doesn't, you don't even have
to be
drinking.
That's un-American.
They don't even want you to have it up there.
Yeah.
But it's just fabulous. It's beautiful. Yeah, I know you've hunted in Canada.
Yeah.
That brings up another thing. No firearms. Don't take any shotguns or any handguns with you.
Crazy.
But it's a list. It's a fishing trip that all fishermen need to put on their list, and it's just a fabulous. We go to Windy Pine Cottages. WindyPines.com is a good place to go, you know, to find out. And when you're talking to, when you go to All Canada Show or you're talking to Canada Outfitters, on the phone or even when you're trying to communicate online, be careful. If you're looking for smallmouth or if you're looking for walleye, if you're looking for muskie or some areas that just don't have certain species, you got to be real careful.
Okay.
It seems like, you know, those guys will tell you anything to get you up there. So you got to really be careful about where you go.
Right. All right, buddy. Well, we got to let you go, Bobby. We're up against a hard break.
Thanks, buddy. Good talking to you guys.
It's always good getting you on the show. We haven't had you on in a while. We need to get you back in the studio where we can have some fun.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Bobby. Have a great weekend.
You too.
We need to take a break, boys and girls, and we'll see you all on another
show. Stray Eyes, Eyes and Outdoors.
Yeah.
Live mobile on demand.